on the Big Sports Breakfast. This rugby union update is for On Deck Small Business Loans. On Deck, the small business loan specialists that actually want to lend to Australian small businesses.
Well, it is a code in disarray at the moment. Cameron Klein is the Australian Rugby Union chairman. It's been a really tough period for everybody involved in the Australian Rugby Union. And Cameron joins us on the line this morning. G'day, Cameron.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, mate. Have you recovered from the pummeling from Alan Jones yesterday?
Look, you've got to front up to your critics, I think.
Sure.
You know, look, I think we obviously tried to get a few points in there, and I'll see how I go with you guys this morning.
Well, we're not as savage as Alan, but you know, we want to ask some hard questions. There's a lot
of
fans of the game out there. How did it get to this, I suppose, would be the easy question. How did it get to this point in time?
Look, I think as I made the point when the game at a super level, and I think the first point to stress is that many parts of the game are actually very healthy. You know, although our Wallabies had a tough year last year, they still are ranked third. Our women's team won the gold medal in the Olympics, and women's rugby is growing enormously. Our young men's team finished third in Hong Kong. We've had the first, in 15 years, we've had the first growth in junior registration since 2000. So, you know, the lots of parts of the game are healthy. What we've been saying for some years is the bit of the game that really is suffering financially is Super Rugby. Now, we have worked with both Sandar and with the five franchises in Australia to say this is, you know, taking a lot of money to operate. And I called out that since 2013, we've put an additional $28 million into those five franchises to keep them afloat, money we weren't planning to do. And we've just made the call that said, look, it's got to stop at some point, because that $28 million, you know, is money we would rather be putting into the grassroots of the game. And I know there is legitimate concern and upset from people in the super franchises, but I get that every weekend on the sideline at schoolboy rugby, at community rugby. So the issue is that we stuck with the five teams because the only way this is going to work is that our broadcast partners have said, we will allow you to keep the same level of revenue with one less team. So that allows us to obviously take the savings from having one less team and redeploy to community rugby. That's why we haven't done it previously. I mean, we didn't have an opportunity to do it. We would have actually had to compensate to take.
Why not take? Why not cut two? You can't cut two, and then we'd have three strong franchises.
Well, I think you're trying to maintain a balance here. We think four is sustainable. Now, not to say that we don't think that there's going to be financial challenges in the remaining four, but we do feel that four is sustainable and sort of, you know, because part of this too is that you want to give, you know, a pathway to people to get into Super Rugby.
Interesting. Did you hear, you probably didn't hear, mate. We just chatted with Luke Keary, of course, who's killing him with the Roosters now and formerly with the Rabbitohs. He was an Australian schoolboy. And we asked him the question, why rugby league over rugby union? He said the lack of the pathway, I'm paraphrasing here, the lack of the pathway, he had nowhere to go really after Australian schoolboys while he had 16 NRL clubs after him.
Look, I can't talk to his individual circumstance. I mean, there is a pathway. There's obviously, you know, there's under 20 franchises in each super team. Mm. There's obviously Australian under 20s. We have five super teams.
Professional ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're supported into those super teams. So each of the super teams has another 20 franchises. We have an NRC competition with teams that play. So there are pathways. So I can't talk to the individual ones. So you do need to maintain those sort of pathways for players. But so we think four is fair at this point. But you know, this issue of, you know, and $28 million is an extraordinary amount of money that you weren't planning to put in. Now, you know, and we've done that to obviously try and, you know, to try and grow, you know, a national footprint. But at some point, you've got to say, this is compromising another part of the game, which is grassroots, and we've got to make a call.
Cameron, when I speak to a lot of rugby union people, the thing that they're angry about the most, two things, that they could forecast this years ago, and the second thing is, that the way that's been done in the last couple of weeks,
shambles.
It's been death by a thousand cuts about, you know, who's going to go and who's going to stay. Even right up to this week, where there was going to be 48 hours that we're going to have a decision. Now it's going to lag on even further. Could the AAU have handled this any better?
Oh, look, we possibly, but I mean, let me sort of, you know, make a couple of points. With the amount of, you know, we began this discussion when it was clear at the beginning of the year that there was an opportunity to have a discussion with our broadcasters that they might be prepared to adjust the, you know, the deal so it would allow us to cut a team. We went into that process of discussion. There's no way, with the number of people involved, that that could have been kept secret. So even the fact we were having it, so what occurred between sort of February and I guess when we made the announcement is obviously speculation, but I can't see any alternative to that. You've got 13 broadcast partners, you've got a whole range of stakeholders around the world. It would have been, it was always going to be public. So you're always going to get that element of speculation. You know, no matter, then we, if we made a quick decision, having announced, you know, and we only found out, you know, just on the weekend that in fact we would be able to maintain our broadcast revenue. And then we said, right now that we were prepared to make the decision. If we made a quick decision, we'd be accused of not consulting. You know, we've made a commitment to consult to try. I mean, there's not, the reality is, yes, there are lessons to be done here, but there is no way, you know, when you're going through a difficult process, everyone's going to be happy. And when we cut a team, you know, the noise will ramp up and that team will say it was unfair and the data was wrong. And
yeah, they'll take it to court, as if
exactly. Well, that's right. So, you know, part of the delay is around the court process. Yeah, there's not... When you're losing that amount of money, right, and, you know, and you're dealing with sport, which people feel very personally and emotional, but there is no easy outcome here. You know, and look, we'll reflect on the lessons, but you've got 46 or 47 stakeholders. You know, you can't do it in secret, and, you know, people aren't going to be happy no matter which way it's handled.
No, someone will be upset. Cameron, we thank you for your time. We know it's a difficult period. Love to keep the communications going, and you can tell the rugby people and the sporting community exactly what's happening with your code. We do thank you.
Yeah, I think, well, just to say that, I mean, whilst our communication, but you know, hasn't been strong, obviously, while I've been in the negotiating period, I have been trying to get out there and communicate as much as possible. I'm very happy to come back and talk to you guys at any point.
Look forward to it, mate. Good on you, Cameron. We do thank you. Cameron Klein there, the Australian Rugby Union Chairman, trying to open up discussion regarding the decision on what franchise goes.